Welcome back to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. How are you all doing? I had some lovely messages from some of you about last week's episode where we had Emma Carr on talking about fashion. Now, I appreciate for some of you, you might have been like, nah, that's not for me. But for those of you who did listen, it may well have struck a chord and something in you about how you feel about yourself and how you show up, kind of physically, not internally, but the physical side of things as to how we show up definitely affect us internally. And thank you to those who did message to say that it had resonated with them and they did love the episode, because I love, and you know, if there is an episode where you're like, oh God, that totally hit home, drop us a message. Yeah, like honest to God, anytime, my DMs are always open and I do love hearing that feedback. This is a very kind of insular platform where I talk to my microphone. So when you guys interact with me, more on Instagram, because I don't, it's very confusing, Facebook in the DMs. Like I don't get them all the time. But the Instagram ones I do. So they might get lost if you do it on Facebook, but Instagram, I will definitely get back to you. Let's not even talk about Threads, because that is just, and I have joined Threads. But I just think, oh God, I spend too much time on my phone as it is not to have to go on another one. I don't know. You never know. I might learn to love Threads, but one thing's for sure, if I end up loving Threads, then I'm going to need to remove another one, because there's just too many. There's just too many for me. I'm sure you all feel the same. Moving on, the topic that I want to talk to you about on the episode today is when something feels hard. When we're trying to manifest something, or when we have a limited belief about something, the core emotion we feel is, this is hard, this is painful, and we wish for it to be easy. We want it to be flowing into us. We want it to just have happened. Like, we're so impatient, we think, why has it not happened? And there's a frustration, and there's so much, I guess, negative energy when things haven't happened and it hasn't manifested. And I was thinking, the reason why I wanted to do this topic is because there was something resonated with me the other day, and there's been a lot of people jumping on a call for inquiring about the life coach certification that we have to offer. So I've been talking a lot about the methodology and the framework that is the Unbreakable Mindset. And the reason why this is relevant is because years ago, and I would say it was, God, where are we now? 2023. I would say it was about 5 years ago. I'd been coaching for about 4 years at that point, or 3 years maybe. I can't remember. God, I can't work out the numbers. I'd been coaching for a while anyway. And I was doing various things, and I'd kind of adapted some tools. And, you know, I had my basic toolkit that I'd been given in my diploma. But I was using a lot of other modalities. So I would kind of do bits from NLP or DBT or acceptance and commitment therapy or positive psychology. And I just remember thinking, like, how amazing would it be if you could create something? This is not everyone's goal, by the way. This was just my goal. This is not going to resonate by any means. My thought went to, how amazing would it be if you could create your own methodology, something that is yours, that gets results, that people will remember, and that people can use time and time again. And I just remember at that point even thinking, you know, you probably have to be, you'd probably have to have a master's or be a professor to do something like that. There was, you know, many limiting beliefs that I had around it, but I did, for whatever reason, think, I'm going to put it on my vision board. And I can't remember how it actually went on. Like, I'm trying to visualize it now on the vision board, and I don't know whether it was a wording or whether it was just a picture of a book that I had. But I remember distinctly this was something that I thought, wouldn't it be amazing if I had my own methodology? And it only like kind of realization came about, I guess. It hit me not long ago, but then it's really hit me in the last week because I've been talking to people about the methodology and I've been talking about the certification. And just that recognition of, God, there was a point where I thought that was totally out of my reach and that you had to be some sort of professor in a university studying for years and years and years and years and years and years and years to be able to come up with a methodology. And yet I still wanted it for myself. I still wanted something. Because the end goal was amazing results. For clients to get amazing results with something that a framework that I had created. And over time, it wasn't like, oh God, that's happened. Like, it was never like that. And there's two reasons. One, now that it's here and I have my own methodology and it's trademarked and it's now something that not only my clients get to have the transformation, but that I now teach in the academy to other coaches that then get to use this methodology. And it does. It absolutely, I'm so proud of it. It does transform lives. And, you know, the guys in the academy have to coach somebody for 10 sessions, like a volunteer client for 10 sessions. And even at student level, where they're trying all of this out, those clients get amazing results. And I'm so proud of that. And what I would say is, now that I'm on the other side of it, and now I see all the books that I've had over the years and thought, you know, that might be impossible for me, it is possible now, and it is, it's happened. Like, it's not just possible, it's happened. I have my own methodology, and it's trademarked, and it's amazing, and I love it, and da-da-da-da-da. But what I would say is, it just doesn't feel difficult. And that's the thing with anything that you get when you've manifested it, and it is your reality, you don't have any limiting beliefs around it. It just is. And it's in your life. And it's not painful anymore because it's there. And that could be a job that you've manifested or a partner that you've manifested. And it's the difference between something we haven't manifested and the thing we want to manifest. The difference is it feels hard. It feels like it's not going to happen. It feels painful. And when you get on the other side of that, it's like, poof, it disappears. That is not relevant anymore because your experience and your life experience shows you it's possible. So what that does is it eliminates that limiting belief. And it's just not a thing anymore. It's like that subconscious reprogramming. It just happens because now you can see it's possible. You have examples of it. So you probably think, well, Jude, how do I get to that point? Like, how do I make it easy? How do I remove the pain? Because it is painful when you look at your vision board and you've got things on there that you just don't believe is possible for you. And there's something to be learned from, especially for me, definitely, something to be learned from, something that I thought was so unachievable. And the reason why I tell you that example is because you've got to remember, at school, I thought I was the thick one. I thought I wouldn't amount to anything. So not only can I see that these things are now possible, but it's so far removed from the stories that I told myself. So far removed. And the reason why this happened so organically, with so little resistance from me that this happened, one, the universe definitely pointed me in directions. Yeah, I know it did, and I'll tell you why in a second. But the reason why I never found creating the methodology difficult and being able to come up with this framework was because I didn't focus on the fear of it not happening. I focused on how I could make it happen. So I was looking at the variables of, what do my clients struggle with? What are the same things that come up time and time again? What are the tools that I have in my armor that I can now put into a framework? What tools do I not have in my armor that I now need to cultivate, that I need to try out, that I need to see if works? And it was just trial and error until I found this framework that worked every single time with clients. And then it just so happened I was working with a business coach who happened to be talking at the time about trademarking. Was it methodology? It was something else that they were talking about trademarking, and it was with somebody else in the business course I was in. And I was like, I've got something here. I've got a framework and I've got a methodology. But one thing I hadn't done was give it a name. So that was the next stage. Because you can't get anything trademarked if it hasn't got a name. So then I was coming back to that and going, right, okay, so what is it? What can I? And that, again, was beautiful. That was not difficult. I remember trying to come up with a name for my retreat back in the day when I hosted a retreat. That took me forever. And the Unbreakable Mindset came to me so easily and so organically. I know the universe delivered that to me. And when I went to get it trademarked, it happened within weeks of me applying for the trademark. It came back and it was approved. There were people in our business course who were going for trademarks and applying for them. In fact, actually, even the business coach had applied for trademarks and not got them, hadn't been approved them. So it wasn't like she was saying, this is really easy, go and do it. She said, it's something you can do and apply for, but there's no guarantees. And yet mine did. And not through any of that did I have resistance to the thing that I manifested. At the start I did, when I thought about the big thing of, wouldn't it be amazing if I had my own methodology? That scared the hell out of me. And all of the limiting beliefs came up telling me, you're not smart enough. This will never happen for you. You have to have gone to Harvard Medical School to do this. Like, there were so many blocks I was putting in my way. And yet, when I didn't focus on any of those, and I just started focusing on getting results for my clients, there was a different approach. So the thing that I wanted had a much bigger pull than the thing that I was trying to manifest. Does that make sense? Because I was focused on something completely different. I was focused on getting results for my clients that had happened so organically. And yes, as I say, I do believe the universe put things in my way to be able to get this trademarked, because it wasn't even something that was on my radar. It just so happened that it was a conversation about somebody else in a business group that I thought, wonder if I could get my methodology trademarked. And then, oh, right, okay, I'll come up with a name. And again, it wasn't me going, wouldn't it be amazing if? It was just like, I wonder if that's possible. I had no limiting beliefs around it. I had no resistance to it. So it just happened. So although it started off as so scary and so unimaginable for me, the process was easy because I didn't have any resistance to the thing that I was trying to achieve. So if we take this, because I had a beautiful conversation with a client today around dating and how we have limiting beliefs around relationships. And the limiting beliefs that were coming up for my client was vulnerability. She didn't want anyone to think she was weak in a relationship. She didn't want anyone to think that she couldn't cope. So if you take that and then you're trying to have a relationship, there's also that fear around, okay, well, if you're not giving anything away, is the other person giving anything away? Like, and then everyone's got their walls up in these relationships, so therefore, you're not putting yourself out there. So there was that. There's also the belief of, it'll probably never happen for me. So you've got all these limiting beliefs. And if you're single, or you've been single in the, well, you will have been single in the past. If you've had, you know, resistance to a relationship in the past, you'll know these feelings. They're painful. They're the most painful feelings we can have when it comes to a relationship and trying to manifest one. Because It eats into our fears of not feeling good enough. We don't want to show our vulnerability because what happens if we get rejected? And there's all of that crap that comes in that middle process of dating. But once you're on the side of this, and ask anyone in a relationship right now, once you're over the other side of this, that just disappears. That is not relevant when you're in a relationship. It goes. And the whole thing of being in a relationship becomes easy because you've got no resistance to it. I'm not saying relationships are easy, but in a sense of the bit of getting a relationship becomes easy because it is. It's in your life. It's not hard anymore because you got the thing that you were trying to manifest. Now, if you have a fear around the middle bit, and feeling like it's not possible for you, and a fear of rejection, and all this gunk in the middle, what's the end goal here? What's the thing that's going to drive you over this, that's going to be the amazing bit at the end, that's going to get you through the crap bit, and going to allow yourself to be set up for hurt, to allow yourself to be set up for rejection rather, to allow yourself to go on, I don't know, 15 dates and maybe you'll only like one of them? Like, what is the bit that's going to get you through this, you know, this short period in any relationship, which is the dating bit? Because everything you've got around it is the hard bit. So what bit is going to be the bit that's going to get you through it, going to go past that fear? And it's got to be that end goal that you're actually working towards, which is to share Christmas with somebody, to wake up on Christmas morning and use it both opening presents, to start planning a family, or to not plan a family and plan adventures, or to think about buying your first house. That's what you're working towards. You're working towards having a partner in crime. That bit. So imagine if you just keep holding on to that gunk, that stuff that tells you it's not possible for you, you'll never get to that other side of it. So you've got to be focused on that end goal all the time, and that'll make the bit easier for you. So remember, my end goal with my methodology was nothing about methodology. It was about getting results for my clients. So if your goal is working towards finding somebody who you think is worthy enough to spend the rest of your life with, then what's the bit that's going to make it easier? It's going to be focusing on that, that exciting bit. Because then you'll be less fearful of, like, I don't know, if you go on a date with somebody and you think they're all right, but actually they ghost you, well, that doesn't matter. Because you know what? You're already planning the next date with somebody else. Because that is part of the process. You know that's part of the process because your end goal is to wake up on Christmas morning with somebody. Because you're working towards the big end goal of the commitment and the relationship. But your fear is all trapped in rejection as the middle bit. So if you remove that bit and you focus on the big end goal, then that bit in the middle you'll just see as part of the process. That's just part of the process. You know, like if you wanted a new job, you wouldn't go on one day, on one interview, and then just think, oh, there's no point, I'll never get a new job. You would go on for loads of interviews, and you would look on loads of different websites on what jobs are available, or you'd start looking at, well, what job do I want? And you'd be more involved in the process because the end goal is a job you love, more money, being able to get up every day and feel excited about it, rather than where you're at right now with it and how you feel about it now. So to do that, if we go back to the dating thing, I've went heavily on dating, so apologies if this is not relevant to the painful thing that you're trying to manifest. You've got to think about, right, how do I make this process easier? Because the end goal is so amazing and so brilliant over here, that's the bit that I'm going to focus on. So what's the bit in the middle that's just the junk that you need to get through? Or how do you make that bit easier? You know, how do you make that bit easier? Whether it's the dating, whether it's getting clients for your business, whether it's getting that promotion. Think about the story that keeps coming up. And is that relevant to the end goal? Yeah, because my end goal was getting clients' results. But my fear was, I'm not smart enough, I've not been to Harvard, who am I to write a methodology? That's got nothing to do with getting clients' results, is it? Like, it's not. I just needed to take that emotion out of it and go, right, what are my clients struggling with? What is the process I know gets results? Blah, 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 blah. Everything I said earlier in the podcast. I focused on the process to get into the end goal, and I didn't really think about whether this was possible for me or not. There was a different approach to it. So stop thinking about whether this is possible for you or not. Remove that resistance that you've put on it and start looking for how it's going to be possible and what you need to do. What somebody who, and this is, God, this is so key, right? Somebody who doesn't have your stressful, anxious thought, what are the actions they're taking daily? What thoughts are they having all the time that aren't negative towards it? And then start to look at what you're doing. What are you doing that sabotages the hell out of the thing that you're trying to achieve? And what do you need to do to make it easier? Because when you get to the other side and you've got it and you've got the thing that you want, it's not painful anymore. It just is. So how do you get to that point where it just is? You've got to be gentle with yourself. You've got to be delicate. You've got to be kinder to the things that you say to yourself. And you've got to be focused on, right, why am I doing this? Like, what is the thing that I'm doing it for? Is it because actually I really want to help people? Is it because, do you know what, I want to be happy in my job? Is it because I want to wake up on Christmas morning with somebody? Is it because, do you know what, I've been doing my job a long time and I want something different? Is it because actually I want more money? What does more money give you? There's no point in just thinking about the money, the money, the money, because you need to be thinking about, what does the money give you? If you're trying to manifest money, what is it going to give you? What sort of lifestyle is it going to give you? Is it because you want it for experiences? Is it because you never want to have to think when you open your purse and you've got to buy something for the kids? What is that feeling that's going to get you so excited, that's going to get you past this painful point of the manifestation? Okay, that is it for this week's episode. Thank you once again. I can see people are doing lovely reviews. Like, I say it all the time, but it really makes a huge difference. When you do a review on a podcast, for a podcast that you love, when you get this free, and it's free in your ears, and you take the time to do it, it makes a huge difference. Just like buying from any small business, it makes a big difference to that business. As a podcast host, it's something free that you can do for that person, and it really does help the podcast to get to more people when you write reviews. And as I say, it's something that'll take you such a short amount of time, and I really do appreciate the people that do it for me and do it for any podcast you listen to. Obviously the big hitters, they probably don't need your reviews, but the ones that you listen to that are a bit obscure, that, you know, aren't in the top 10, make sure you go and write your review, not just for me, but for them as well, because it does make a big difference. Anyway, I will do a podcast episode where I don't go on about it, but it is, that's me selling my wares, and it costs you nothing, so there you go. Have the best week, everyone. If there's a guest that you think, oh God, I'd love it if Jude could get this person on, then do shout out, because we are working on what the guests are going to look like over the next few months. Or if there's a podcast that you think, oh my God, Jude would be great on that, then, and you listen to it and it is an obscure one and it's a one that I wouldn't know about, suggest some podcasts to me. Definitely do that, because as you're listening to me, there are so many podcasts out there that help so many people and who people look forward to listening to. And maybe I need those sharing with me as well. So yeah, please do that. Anyway, have a great week, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judedaunt.coaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.